This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a first, two of the three leading candidates for the January presidential election in Taiwan are women, including those from both of the major parties. Duke Energy, the largest U.S. utility, has agreed to pay a $5 million fine for power plant violations and shut down part of a coal-burning plant near Charlotte, North Carolina, on an accelerated pace. Cities and counties across the country are getting grants to speed up testing of rape kits, thanks largely to the distribution of funds from Cyrus Vance Jr., the Manhattan district attorney, of $38 million seized from international banks in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo, with Vice President Joe Biden, SEIU's Mary Kay Henry, and George Grisham on stage behind him, announced that he will support a $15 minimum wage for New York State in the next session of the legislature. Hillary Clinton apologized for her handling of the email issue and her use of a private server as Secretary of State. Queen Elizabeth celebrated the longest reign of a British monarch at 63 years. The U.S. Appeals Court has ruled that federal regulators made a mistake in allowing an insecticide created by Dow AgroSciences into the market. Environmentalists have claimed this chemical is killing bees. Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, suspended his campaign for president, becoming the first of many of the Republican prospects to drop out. Malaysian state investment fund scandal that has roiled the government may have worsened as the United Arab Emirates claim it never received a $1.3 billion payment Malaysia says it sent. If Governor Jerry Brown signs the measure, California will become the fifth state to allow doctors to prescribe life-ending medication for some patients. All charges in a China espionage case against a Temple University professor were dropped in an embarrassing acknowledgement that prosecutors and FBI agents did not understand and did not do enough to learn the science at the heart of the case. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.